Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, March 10th, 2019. Pastor Paul Talbury.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
Part of God's word for our meditation today is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, not Luke. Matthew chapter 5, where these are what Jesus said as he's teaching his disciples. He said, "You're the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its flavor, how will it become salty again? Then it's no good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled on by people. You are the light of the world. A city located on a hill cannot be hidden. People do not light a lamp and put it under a basket. No, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine in people's presence, so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our defender. Amen. When you're reading God's word, as I pray you do every day, every week, when you're reading God's word, you'll find that the Holy Spirit is a very plain talker. When he records all of God's words, and he records Jesus' words, and Jesus is a very plain talker. People didn't like how plain he was. In fact, they hated him for it. Didn't stop him from doing it, though. He was a plain talker. Why? Because you and I need to hear the truth. He wants to rescue us, and we are in need of rescuing. So here he is, and he's using a teaching moment to his disciples, and he says, and it's kind of like he's confusing something, right? He says, "Well, you're the salt of the earth," and he said, "Well, no, you're the light of the world." No, he's a plain talker. He means exactly what he says. You're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world. He uses very plain language. In fact, we don't like how plain it is because there's no squiggle room. You know, like if the teacher says, "I want you to come in 5 minutes," does that mean 4 minutes and 59 seconds? Or does that mean actually 5 minutes? Or can I have like a leeway of a minute or so? If you're watching online, you kind of like it sometimes. If you're rushing around online and all of a sudden I'm not starting here right exactly at 9, well, there's a little buffer, right? Maybe God works like that, right? A little buffer. "You shall have no other gods." Well, every now and then I'll let you have a little, you know. No, God doesn't work like that. He's a plain talker. And Jesus does not say, he does not say, "You will be salt." He does not say, "You will be light." Instead, Jesus says, "You are salt. You are light." Which means that we are way different from this world. We are salt in a world that is decaying and needs a preventative measure to stop it from decaying. We are light in a darkness that the world enjoys being in the dark. And when we shine out with our good works and we give glory to God, oh my goodness, the people don't like it because it's too bright for them. But Jesus does not say you're going to become salt. You're going to become light. He says you are. By trusting in him, you are already different from this world. Already different, which means that you're going to reveal that dark decay that the world has, and you're also going to be proclaiming the gospel day that is in Jesus Christ. When Jesus says you're the salt of the world, when you're the salt of the earth, what does he... He means that the world, the earth, this wickedness is in a state of decay, a state of rebellion. All you have to do is look at the headlines and you know what he's talking about. It has not changed since Adam and Eve, when they lied and told half-truths to God, trying to sneak something by on God. Can you imagine that? And then it's not like there's never been violence in the world. I mean, Cain and Abel, the famous murder, right? It's not like there's ever been sexual immorality in the world because, well, we all know what goes on in the world. And then what about greed and all this junk? The world is decaying. If you're watching online, we're in America, and recently in America, when they decided they're going to kill babies that made it out of the womb, it was applauded. I'm very glad that my mom and dad are already in heaven. That would have shook them to the core. You and I are living in a decaying world, and yet, as Christians, we're not dismayed. How come? Because we're not part of the decay. We are still here to prevent the decay from getting worse and worse. Now, how do you do that? Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth. You just be salt. You know, salt in a salt shaker? It does nobody any good. It's a nice decoration for the table. Whoopee. You got to take it out of the salt shaker. And you got to put it on your food. You put it on your food either to prevent it from spoiling or to make it a little tastier. And that's what Christians do. Now, the church thinks about souls. The world, when it looks at church, thinks you're a bunch of killjoys. The world thinks, oh, you hate non-Christians. And if you and I are giving that impression, we need to straighten that around in our own lives right now, don't we? We love people because God loves people. Jesus did not come into the world to condemn the world, but to rescue the world, to save the world. God loves us. He demonstrated his own love for us in this while we were still sinners. Christ died for us. So now what? The Lord says, as you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. That is what is going on. The Lord is sending us out into the world, like salt out of a salt shaker, so we can change what's going on, so we can expose what's going on, and then shine God's light of the gospel on there. You know, you're going to run into all sorts of people out there, a lot of people, who will have the wrong impression of what the Bible says. And you'll be tempted to do a couple of things. First of all, you'll be tempted to listen to their lies and become afraid. Just like Jesus in the wilderness, he was tempted to become afraid. God's not going to take care of me. I'm going to die of starvation. The devil comes along and says, well, I'll take care of you. Here, just if you're God's son, just turn. Yeah, I got the message for you here. Just turn the stones into bread. Jesus did not fall for that. Instead, he stayed confident in what Jesus Christ was going to be doing for us in the Father's eternal love for us. He stuck to that plan, even when Satan found an easier way to do it, a fancier way to do it, a more magnificent, pride-filled way to do it. Be in charge of all the kingdoms of the world. How cool would that be? Make everybody do what you know is right. And Jesus says, no, that's not how God works. God works on the inside. He changes people's hearts. Finally, Satan just pulled it all out, and he said, you know, you just need to worship me, and I'll just cut right through it, no problem. And you can avoid the cross, you can avoid the people spitting on you, you can avoid all the hatred. Just worship me. And Jesus says, no, worship the Lord your God only. Jesus knew how to handle the temptations that come along. This wicked world is going to constantly be throwing temptations at us. And so he reminds us of the truth. And the truth is that God, for Jesus' sake, says, you are salt, you are light. Which means he wants you to preserve things, to make things tasty, to make things bright, to show the world not just what is wrong, but to show them what is right. Jesus says, let your light so shine before men that they may see that they're doing bad stuff. No, that they may see your good works and give glory to God, your Heavenly Father. So in Jesus' name, my dear friends, do that. Continue to be different. Continue to trust that God, for Jesus' sake, has forgiven all your sins. They did go all the way to the cross. They did pay for them all there. Trust that Jesus not only completed the debt payment that you and I have, but he rose from the dead so that you and I know for certain that the light of the world shines. He is not dead. He's alive forevermore, and in his name, that's how we're going to live. Amen.